Up next, Flora Lichtman is here with our video pick of the week, fresh from being the recent winner of the Cyberscreen Film Festival. Well, congratulations, Flora.
Oh, thank you, Ira.
It was for Optical Illusion.
Yes, Step Into an Optical Illusion was the winner. Thank you. But really, I mean, I'm still stuck on Dung Beetles. That was amazing. Wasn't that amazing? Okay. Anyway, very, very few animal stories could compete with that, what we just heard on Science Friday. But I actually think that the video pick this week is a contender.
This can do it.
I think so. So this question, the question of the video pick of the week is how owls can turn their heads almost full circle.
Really?
I've tried it. Yeah, we can't get much past 90.
Why can they do it and we can't is my question.
Right. So they can do it 270 degrees. If you try right now at home, you're probably doing 90 degrees maybe. Right? Okay, so there are a few
things.
If they're
good yoga sessions. Let me just remind everybody that this is Science Friday from NPR. Flora, continue with
Yes. So there are two things going on here. One is there's a bone difference between owls and humans. And this was already known. Owls have double the number of vertebrae in their necks than we do. They have 14 and we have 7. And more segments gives them more flexibility.
Right.
You know, you can imagine, right. Like,
if you play with any of those kids' construction sets, you see the more segments you have, the more you can twist it.
The more you can twist. So we have the bone difference. But the question that intrigued Philippe Gayou and Fabien de Coq-Mercado was, why don't owls get strokes? And Philippe Gayou actually studies disease caused by artery damage. And so he knows firsthand that in humans, if you tried to turn your head like that, you would damage your blood vessel, that would cause a clot, and you might get a stroke. And beyond that, let's say that didn't happen. The other problem is that if you twisted your neck that much, your arteries, which bring blood to your brain, important, would be pinched off. So how do the owls get around this? And that's what these researchers looked into this week, and that's what the video pick is about.
So why don't we see dead owls all over the place returning their necks?
That's exactly what he said. Why are there not dead owls lying all over the forest floor was the way that Dr. Guy put it.
Well, it's a good question, and he answered it.
They answered it.
Yeah, very beautiful graphics in your video pick this week.
Yes, and I can't take credit for those. Fabien and Philippe were actually the winners of this science visualization challenge done by the NSF and Science. And so you can see the full poster on our SciArts blog, or you can see the video. But basically, they dissected owls. No owls were harmed in the making of this video. They wanted me to assure everyone.
They said that.
And also, they x-rayed them, and they put in contrast dyes, and they found the sort of anatomical differences that would allow owls to do this.
No. One thing that struck you about the video that they sent this, as well as it struck me.
I think it struck you.
Struck me. Was at the right at the beginning of the video, you watch the video, one of the scientists is there, and he's got an owl on his arm. Mm-hmm. They look alike. How you say people look like their pets? He's standing still. Their eyes are facing forward, and it looks like just like his owl is.
I'm not going to go there. I will not go there. They are both staring intensely. It's a beautiful, beautiful footage. We have Fabien holding this owl, and they actually do this trick where they get the owl to do the kind of full rotation of the neck. It's really beautiful. They really came through with
it. You know what I didn't realize, what she says in it, and I didn't realize about the ability to tilt their heads also, not just to go around in a circle, but how high they can tilt up their head.
180 degrees up, too. And this may be partly because of the way that their arteries are. Some of their arteries travel through the vertebrae, but there's a lot of wiggle room in there, and they seem to be arranged so that there's some slack at the bottom, which allows them to do kind of more of this maneuvering than you would expect. And then the other thing is that they found when they injected this contrast dye and took these 3D sophisticated x-rays that the owls actually pool blood at the base of the head. Their arteries expand. They become these little reservoirs of fresh blood so that even if the arteries get pinched off, they have access to oxygenated blood while their heads are turned. And they need this. They have huge, brains and eyes.
Right. Yeah. It's a great video. If you want to know how an owl does this, we have the whole thing right there. It's our video pick of the week up there on our website at sciencefriday.com. Also, it's up there on YouTube and our Science Friday YouTube channel. You could watch it there.
Absolutely. Go to YouTube or Science Friday or download our video podcast, and you can take Science Friday videos on the go.
There you go. And it's made by Flora Lichtman, who is now our correspondent and managing editor for video. Congratulations.
Thank
on you.
Thank you.
On your appointment. That's about all the time we have for today. Program senior producer is Annette Heist. We wish her she's under the weather today. We hope she's feeling better. Charles Berquist is our director. Flora is our correspondent and managing editor for video. Our associate senior producer is Christopher Taliata. Luis Quevedo is our Spanish language producer. Denise Chow, our associate producer, Sam Flato, our production assistant. Neil Rauch at the controls. He's the TD here at Swint. Turning the dials in New York. And as Flora said, if you missed any part of our program, you can hear it again on our podcast, audio and video. Take them along on your iTunes and Android apps, on your tablets, anything, any way we're available for you. Have a great week. Happy 100th birthday to Grand Central Terminal, our favorite spot down the block here. We'll see you next week. I'm Ira Flato in New York.